I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you on a Sunday morning. And without further ado, let's get right to our next guest. It is New York State Assemblyman Pat Burke. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How's it going?
Doing well. Good to have you on, and I appreciate you joining. I know you've got a busy Sunday ahead. So the first question, what everyone's talking about, your reaction to the Bill Stadium deal.
Yeah, I would say I have a mixed reaction. To be honest with you, I've been a little disappointed with how the process has gone and sort of the opaqueness of it. You know, even being the assemblyman from that area and representing the stadium and where the new potential new stadium will be, you know, I was never, given any information about the deal until it was done. So, you know, I'm not happy about that. I'm not happy about a community benefits agreement being left out. And really the thing I was asking for was at the very least an environmental review of a train service to the stadium. So none of those things happened. So I think, like a lot of folks, I'm not happy about it.
Now, how about your other colleagues from non-Western New York? You know, we're hearing a lot of reaction from people in downstate, in the New York City area, also in Albany. We've seen Chris Churchill, I think, write an article a day about the disapproval of this Bills deal. Are you getting that in the Assembly? Is this in trouble when the budget comes?
Obviously, the budget should have already been passed. I think this is probably one of the things holding it up. I think it'll get done. Between the Senate and the Assembly, I believe 20 legislators, most of them New York City-based legislators, opposed it. That being said, and like my Buffalo kind of pride, I'm not happy about the deal either, but, you know, a bunch of New York City members who weren't screaming when the New York Yankees got $870 million, or when the Mets got a stadium, or when the Brooklyn Nets got public funding for their arena, they didn't scream about that. They're screaming about this. So I'm in, being totally honest, I'm in kind of a weird spot. I'm not happy about it either, but also I feel a need to defend our community if people are going to be somewhat hypocritical about it.
You know, it's so funny. I've been saying that this week. I've been saying, you know, hey, I don't want to sound like, you know, I don't want to sound like a child, but you got all this. Can we get something? I can completely relate to what you're saying. Now, you mentioned a train service to the stadium that didn't get in the bill or environmental review. Is that something? Is that something you'll bring up again? Because that is something for the last decade. I've always wondered the reality of something like that if we're going to have long-term Buffalo Bills presence in Orchard Park.
Oh, absolutely. So, the first phase of this, we should fast-track an environmental impact statement. And this was done in 97. Part of the 96-97 negotiations was for a train. There wasn't enough federal money to get it done, but now there is. Like, now there's all of this money for train service. It makes a lot of sense, especially if we're doing, if we're doing an electric train service. We have, a hydroelectric power plant just to the north of us. We underutilize that electricity that is, clean, green energy. We should be doing, the stadium shouldn't just be a standalone, like, oh, we keep the Bills, all this public money goes to billionaires, and we stay status quo. It should be the launch of something special. And I think, electrifying our public transportation system, helping the environment, helping the people's, bottom lines if they're saving money on transportation, all really, really important things. So I think it can have legs if the political will is there to do it.
What do you know of this Buffalo Bills Corporation that's going to be set up at the state level?
The last Stadium Corporation didn't, I think they were supposed to meet, I think, quarterly, and I don't know if they've ever met. So I don't know. I don't know enough of, about it right now, but I guess it leaves me cynical for right now.
And looking at that budget, so we have the stadium, obviously, and then looking at the budget, what are some other obstacles that are holding this budget back in Albany?
I think there's just a huge gap on ballot reform changes. There are just a ton of reasonable changes that, you know, should have been included in the initial bill. There's just a, I think one of the big things, so I've carried the dangerousness hearings bill since before bail reform, because I've never believed in cash bail. I don't think people should be held in jail just because they're poor and accused of a crime when rich people accused of a crime can just skate. I use Harvey Weinstein. That guy was a serial rapist. He was out on bail like the next day. Or in the case of Rachel Weirs-Dickey, the guy who shot her point blank and killed her was out, got out on bail. So there were major problems with bail reform, but some of the changes, I think, obviously went too far, and I think there is a pushback from some members in New York City who don't want to see any changes, and I think that's the rub there. That's the big thing.
What about this talk of suspending gas tax, suspending thruway tolls, or a rebate check like in California? Now, that talk seemed to have heated up like a week or so ago. Maybe it was because of the stadium. Didn't hear much about it this week. Is that still something being discussed in Albany?
Yeah, so as a popularity item, it's sort of low-hanging fruit. Anytime, whatever we can do to save people money, there are costs on the back end of that. Spending the gas tax, and you know how much actual benefit it has for people's bottom line, but it's popular, so I think those are easy to do, even if they're not necessarily smart policies. They're easy to do, and they'll be easy to vote for. So I don't think those I think we will have a suspension of the gas tax. I'm fairly certain on that. But it just stands to reason that we have to do everything we can to reduce people's costs. I just don't think we do it in a smart way. So we'll send out a bunch of checks, which could potentially, you know, even spark more inflation. Really what we should be doing, I think, as a government is looking at, you know, procurement of goods and reducing people's costs when it comes to energy, especially electricity, and, you know, creating and procuring goods to just drive down costs of things. So I'm not really thrilled with some of the things we're doing. I don't know if it's a smart long-term policy, but I think the reality is I think there's a lot of political will to do everything we can to drive down some costs for consumers.
Now, I know this is asking a lot because we got the stadium in the budget. Is there anything else Western New York should be looking forward to when this budget is passed?
I think that's sort of the rub, and that's kind of the challenge. Specifically, Western New York, I don't think so. I think we can look forward to things like universal broadband and a child care subsidy, because the cost of working families to pay for child care are just obscene, and they've been obscene for a long time. So I think there are things across the state, but they'll obviously directly benefit people in Western New York, but regionally specific, it's kind of tough to, if you get this massive government subsidy, to get anything else for the region out of it. So good, there's good things in this budget, but the Bill Stadium will obviously be the huge investment for Western New York.
Now, I asked Kevin Hardwick this question. You're a little closer to the action when it comes to state politics. You know, you hear this talk of Governor Cuomo, maybe he'll enter the race. As a Democrat, what do you think of Governor Cuomo even talking about trying to get back into the governor's mansion?
I hope he does. I don't want him to. If he were running at this point, I don't know there's many pathways for him to be on the ballot. So he could do independent nominating petitions and not run as a Democrat or, you know, as a Republican or any other ballot line. He could run on his own ballot line, or he could, you know, potentially, if, you know, Tom Suozzi or someone decided to opted not to run, if they gave Cuomo the ballot, their ballot line, they could run in a primary. So I think there's a lot of talk. He's obviously, you know, garnering attention. He's got TV ads out there. But it's just, you know, he resigned. I think he's been trying to do this thing that, like, he was corruptly forced out of office and New York lost their fighter. Like, no, he resigned. He got in trouble and he did some shady stuff and he stepped down. And I don't know, I think as a Democrat and the first one in West New York to call on him to resign, I think it was the right thing to do. And I think he should just, you know, he's not going to get criminal charges, but he should just move on with the next phase of his life.
And final question, because I know you're on your way to Albany. Final question for you. In November, you issued a statement about O.J. Simpson's name at the current stadium. Now, we did 2 hours on this during the week, and I was really surprised how 50-50 split Western New York seems to be on O.J. being in the new stadium or not. I know this is probably an obvious question, but how do you feel of the possibility of O.J. Simpson's name making it across the street?
Yeah, of course he shouldn't be. Of course not. Like, I'm surprised if 50% of people actually think that, too. Yeah, of course he shouldn't be. The common refrain for anyone arguing about it was that, well, don't take away from his football accomplishments, rewrite history, and the Wall of Fame is for football accomplishments. And, of course, that's not accurate because Bob Kalsu, was a football player for the Bills, wasn't a necessarily great football player, was killed in action in Vietnam. His name went up there appropriately, you know. O.J. Simpson done some heinous things, and I don't think we want to keep inviting him back. Like, this is the safe place for O.J. Simpson is to come back to Buffalo and be celebrated. You know, it's just not, I don't know, it kind of turns my stomach. So, no, I don't think he should be up on the wall.
With the state's big investment in the stadium, could the state have a say, kind of like how USC doesn't allow OJN, no mention of O.J.'s name inside the Coliseum? Could the state have that kind of power at the new stadium?
I mean, I guess. I don't think it would come to that. To be honest with you, I think, I don't know, if I were the Bills, I just wouldn't do it. Like, there's no reason to honor the guy. I also think a lot of the people, I noticed that some people are pushing back on me. It struck me as most of them were probably not alive, or they probably were too young to remember the O.J. Simpson trial. And, you know, I don't know. I grew up with it. It was, you know, it was obviously ubiquitous, pervasive throughout. It was a part of all of our daily lives, that trial. And, you know, the evidence was so clear and made, you know, it struck me as a miscarriage of justice to see how it turned out. But I think a lot of people just don't remember. But that's sort of, if I think most reasonable people that I think were aware and alive and remember those trials and what happened, I don't think anyone wants to see that guy honored.
New York State Assemblyman Pat Burke. Pat, safe travels, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You got it. Take it easy, Joe.